The blessed Mallorcan Ramon Llull is also said to have made a pilgrimage to Santiago around 1265, possibly taking the French way from Rocamadour Sanctuary and knowing the Codex Calixtinus's Book 5, aiding his pilgrimage. The exact route he followed is uncertain, but some speculate it began following the French way branch. A miniature in the Electorium Parvum Se Breviculum manuscript from 1325, recounting his life, focuses on his pilgrimage and devotion to St. James the Greater. Prominent medieval female pilgrims included St. Bridget of Sweden, St. Matilda, and St. Isabel of Portugal, the Reina Santa, who made two pilgrimages to Santiago in 1325 and 10 years later before her death. In her first pilgrimage, leaving a deep impression in Compostela, she brought numerous gifts offered to the apostle, and in return, Archbishop Berenguel de Landoria gave her a Tau staff, buried with her in Coimbra. The round sculpture of St. Isabel of Aragon, Queen of Portugal, evokes the famous miracle of the roses, represented by the bouquet surrounding the scapula she holds mid-body. She is shown in the fullness of life with a sober and serene expression, frontal position with her left leg slightly advanced in a discreet contrapposto, crowned and wearing the habit of the poor clades, though she never took vows or professed. The black and gold estofado unifies the robes in a warm tone, with a fine face and elegant vestments enhancing the rococo character of the ensemble. Continuing the tradition of giving a staff as depicted by Matteo in the Portico della Gloria, the Compostelan Church gave St. John Paul II a piece with an ivory handle during his second pilgrimage to Santiago in August 1989. Now in the Museo Catedral de Santiago. Recently in 2020, Jorge Abad, a disciple of Antonio López, painted the holy pilgrim with a scallop cape and the staff, recalling the image from that occasion at the cathedral's doors. The panel belongs to the parish church of Santa Maria de Cana in Pozuelo de Alarcón. The Pope's pilgrimages significantly boosted contemporary spirituality and the new period of splendour in recent decades.